This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Always on the free Odyssey app as well. CBS Sports Network right now showing the Empire State Building that lit up for Aaron Judge's 62nd home run last night. I'm surprised they didn't put it in red for the Atlanta Braves winning yet another division title.
You see, this is like supposed to be a positive thing, supposed to be good for the city.
It was good
for the city. Pride for the area, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this
it was
is what
nice.
Sports is all about. It's all about, you know, deflecting the realities of life and society and everything else.
That is true.
We all tie together through our love of sports.
Yeah, it shouldn't make you feel worse. I agree with that, but right. Somehow it does. Somehow they find a way to make you feel worse. I am feeling a little bit better, though, after the bacon, egg, and cheese.
I thought you would be.
Yeah, I'm starting to now look ahead to the Padres. That gave me life. That gave me a sense that things are going to be okay.
Gave you some satisfaction.
It did. I mean, just staring into that sandwich with the cheese melted and the bacon on the roll just said, listen, life is good. Appreciate what you have because it could be gone tomorrow.
You know, and
like the NL East. What are you going to say?
And for many Met fans out there, they don't get to do what you do.
Yeah. They do it with their friends and family. They just yell and scream about it.
Yeah, but you get to yell and scream about it into a microphone.
Yeah.
A 50,000-watt microphone, by the way.
Yeah.
And everybody can hear you from essentially Montauk all the way down to the Jersey Shore, up into Connecticut, over into, you know, western or eastern Pennsylvania.
Sure.
I mean, you like, this is what you're doing, and you're having an adverse effect on everybody.
I don't think so. I think I'm echoing the sentiments of the Mets fan.
All right, well, you got to get over it.
I will eventually, but I'm still not there quite yet.
We all need to get over it.
I was at like 10% this morning of getting over it, and when I first started. Now I'm at like 25%.
I think about when we came in here Monday morning. So thank God for Zach Wilson and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I know the Giants won, but that was like, oof.
But a brutal football game.
But we actually saw like what I thought was a legitimate quarterback play in the fourth quarter against the Steelers.
We had that positively.
And
yes, we
like,
did.
Oh, my God. Wow, this kid maybe does have it.
Yep.
So that at least took some of the edge off of the way I felt Monday morning. And I was disappointed. I was disappointed Sunday night watching that.
I would hope so.
Chris Bassett getting knocked out already.
I would hope so. You'd be disappointed the entire weekend. I mean, how could you not be?
I was. But I couldn't let it overtake me. And now I am, we're in the middle of the week. This is what they call hump day.
That's right, it's hump day.
We are here at hump day. It's time to get over the hump.
Okay.
And stop being a hump.
All right, fair. I'm trying to still think, like, what would be the thing, like a song or a someone to talk to that could really get me fired? Maybe I'll call, give me Keith Hernandez's cell phone. I'm going to call him on the way home.
He's probably not feeling well.
No, he's probably hoping somebody calls him, sitting there with the shoulder surgery. Probably wants to talk to somebody.
All right, I'll give you his phone number.
All right, I'll call him on the way home. We'll get fired up.
I kind of feel like he would probably be negative with you, and you both would get negative.
But he may be there tonight, or at least on the phone or something.
I think he's zooming in or something, they said.
Yeah,
that was one of the things they wanted to do.
Yeah, because this is it for them. This is now, it's done, and which is sad for all of us Met fans.
Yeah, and everybody just goes crazy with these national announcements.
But it is what it is, guys. We all understand it.
But that parking lot pregame, it would have been better if the Mets had, you know, given them an extra week.
I just want to say this. Now, David Cohn and Paul O'Neill are great together on Yankee broadcast. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk to each other. They bring out the best in each other. It's great. I just would like Eduardo Perez to do the same with David Cohn.
Yeah. And maybe you think he talks too much and David doesn't talk enough.
Right. We need more from David when he is in this situation. And I know it's not easy going from booth to booth to booth to booth. And look, David was a great Met. So, look, you know, it's okay. And I know he doesn't want to be biased because as a national broadcaster, you have to be unbiased. But maybe we should have a word count on him that, you know, Friday night.
Who's doing that? It's probably the same person that was doing those dropback stats that you were reading before.
Yeah, but I don't know. Jerry came in here and told us that he looked at a 1980 Doc Gooden pitch and he'd throw 139 pitches against the Cubs or something.
Yeah, he did. He sat down and he watched an entire game from 1984, Mets-Cubs, and counted all the pitches that Doc Gooden threw in a complete game.
Yeah, so I don't think it's that hard to count the words that David Cohn says on Friday night.
Sure, you got to get a court stenographer to do that.
Hey, you know, why don't you get David Cohn on here? All right,
he's not allowed, is he?
Oh, come on, we're promoting their freaking broadcast. Somebody get their head out of their ass over there and just
they will never get their head out of their ass over there. It'll never happen. I don't think he's allowed on.
Only if sponsors are involved, then they break the rules.
Yeah,
tell him. Didn't he write a book? Well, tell him we're talking about a book or something.
Yeah, let's see when the last time he wrote a book is. I'm sure it was.
They've canceled charity plugs.
Yeah, they have. Because we're not
aware. It's only, we had Desmond Howard on because of Pepsi. And we had Herb Street on because of the Heisman.
You know what? I mean, if David Cohn can come on and talk about the Mets.
Hey, 2019. Full count.
Yes.
The education of a pitcher. David Cohn and Jack Curry. We'd like to talk to him about full count. Selling some books. Get that thing going again. From 2019. It's pre-pandemic. We got to get that thing going. People probably forgot about it.
If not, then get me John Flaherty, because that guy's, he'll tell me what I need to know.
Yeah. You love Flaherty.
I do.
Yeah. Thank God Chertoff isn't here anymore.
You're going to do Flaherty again. We're going to put him on every hour, top of the hour. Boomer loves him. He loves him.
Give me some Wally Szczerbiak, too, while you're at it.
Boring. Boring.
Stop.
Dan is in Bayport. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Boomer, you're absolutely correct. Gio, you got to get with it.
Yep.
All right? You got to go to the old NFL expert. What do you think Bill Belichick would say? We're moving on to the next game. Let's forget about yesterday. Or go to Herm Edwards. We play to win the game. That's the way you got to look at it.
Well, let's not talk about Herm Edwards. Let's talk about Bill Belichick on to San Diego.
I know.
On to San Diego. That's where Bill, you know, Herm just got fired again.
Right, he did. For underachieving and then cheating, too, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. But he never plays to lose the game.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true there, Dan. 100%. But we're on to San Diego, babe.
Yeah.
We're on to San Diego. Come on, hump day.
Hump day on to San Diego. Tomorrow I'll turn completely. I told you, I'm 25% over it. Tomorrow I'll be like 50% over it. And then Friday I'll be 100% over it.
Okay.
How's that sound? Let's go to Chris in Bergen County. What's going on, Chris?
Yo, what's going on, Boomer?
Yo, Chris, hey, what's Chris. Happening, brother?
Listen, I deal with Sal overnight, all night, every night.
He's been positive about them.
He's killing me, though, sometimes. But, Gio, you got to get out of this funk.
Yep.
Boomer, help me out here. I got three words. Let's go, Mets.
Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets. There you go. I appreciate that. See, that's the kind of fan we need. I need fans like that.
Yeah. If you are this morning.
That guy just made me feel so much better.
If you're this morning.
Yes.
Still not bitter about watching the Braves celebrate, then I'm questioning how much you care about your team.
When the whole thing's over with, we can have a discussion about all of it. Wherever they end up, when it's all over, said, and done with, then we can have a discussion about either how joyous we are or how sad we are.
Darvish
and,
DeGrom.
And in the sadness will be anger and mad, and we'll be mad, we'll be angry, we'll be critical. But if they go the other way, then all the bandwagon Klingons will show up.
No, because, like, Fliegelman's not a bandwagon Klingon. Bogish out there, not a bandwagon Klingon. None of those guys are, and they're disappointed.
I'm not saying that
Evan's
they are.
Not a bandwagon
I'm not
Klingon.
They are, but no, of course Evan's not. Evan's,
but they're disappointed.
Of course, well, but now it's hump day. It's on to San Diego.
You know, Jacob DeGrom's never pitched a postseason game in Citi Field.
Okay, well, he's going to pitch one now.
He is on Friday.
On to San Diego.
Yeah. Better pitch a perfect game. I want nothing less than a perfect game for him. Opt out, you're going to get $50 million a year. Give me a perfect game. Go all the way.
Okay.
Would Buck pull him if he was going into the ninth with like 100 pitches in a perfect game?
No.
Go to Diaz? Probably would.
Well, it depends on what the fans want. Because isn't that what happened with Matt Harvey?
That is true. I was one of those fans. I was in the building screaming for him.
Right. Where's Terry Collins now sitting with the fans? Don't do crap like that. You do it the way that you... Look, the reason we paid Buck Showalter and Buck Showalter's here is not the... You could read the analytics. That's part of the information gathering. Every manager, every coach should do that. But then at the end of the day, it comes down to who you are as a baseball man. Just like John Harbaugh and what he pulled last week at the end of their game against the Bills. Just take the points. It's simple. And then don't try to explain some sort of analytical theory as to why you just didn't take the points and put your defense up ahead 3 points.
Yeah, but that's why he made the decision.
Well, that's what he says.
No, I believe that.
You know, and then he goes, oh, you know, we threw the interception because if we didn't make it, you know, they would have to go 98 yards or not 98 yards, but 70 yards, whatever, to kick a game-winning field goal. But then, you know, of course, Lamar Jackson throws the interception. Because in his mind, as a quarterback, it's fourth down. I'm going to throw it no matter what.
So what's been the big knock on Buck throughout his career?
Can't win the big one.
Right. Okay. So let's see it now. If they get knocked out against the Padres, there's going to be heat on Epler and Buck. Definitely. 100%.
Well, that's part of being a professional. That's
but there hasn't been heat on them really the whole year. Trade deadline a little bit for Epler because he didn't go out and get the big fish and they sort of settled and none of those guys have been good enough.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say Alvarez turns out to be something that, let's say, he makes the postseason roster.
He has to.
And he becomes an integral part.
That's great. That's
so
awesome.
Then they didn't trade him at the deadline.
But they got him, and it works out, and you'd be thrilled.
All right.
Now, I would make the argument you get him up a little bit earlier as opposed to throwing him into the Braves series. I could make that argument.
I could agree with you there.
And, you know, get him acclimated, but hey, he hit a bomb last night. And maybe he's now going to be the guy that provides that spark in an offense that desperately needs a spark. And they got it last night from Nimmo.
The question is, would you put him in there as your starting catcher against the Padres to keep his bat in there and keep him in there?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think he would just go against left-handed pitching?
I do.
And by the way, Big Boy is starting to hit a little bit too now.
Yeah, a little bit better than some of these other guys.
Vogelback.
Jimmy in Virginia. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, guys, I was going to give you guys a call next week, let you know how the Dolphin Jet game went. But with all the negativity, I figured I'd give you something to look forward to. I am, anyway, for the weekend with the Jets and the Dolphins. We're leaving Friday and cannot wait.
That's right. Now, to refresh the audience's memory here, Jimmy called us. When did you call us? That was a few months ago?
It was after the draft. I called to talk about the draft. And we never got to that point. We still hadn't got to the draft point. We got up on a different subject.
Yeah, so you're a huge Jets fan that has lived in Virginia your whole life, and you'd never been to a game, and it was like your dream to go to a Jets game, mm-hmm. and the Jets were listening, and we got your information, and they hooked you up with tickets, and this is the game you're going to.
We are leaving Friday morning, headed your way. We've never been that way ever. So it'll be the first time in that direction. I was going to fly, but these idiots in Washington kind of got me cash strapped a little bit.
welcome to the party, by the way. Yeah,
but no, we are looking forward to give you guys some positive. We wanted to be 2-2, and Zach Wilson looked like he looked at the end of the game Monday. So,
and you got it. So now you got something to look for. Yeah, now you got something to look forward to. I'm telling you, MetLife Stadium is going to be rocking this Sunday just for that reason.
Eddie Scuzzeri's going to be there.
That's right.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, Eddie's going to be there a part of the Winter Brothers tailgate. So he's going to be all fired up wearing his Dolphins jersey. Did they give you good seats or did they screw you and put you way up top?
No. Now, like I said, I never asked for nothing.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to come. No, there's a guy that works for them Brian Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Joe Namath and Joe Klecko, he's my favorite Jet.
Spanky. We know him as Spanky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and I also throw in, too, a name I never mentioned is I'm a big Wesley Walker fan from a kid. So let's put Brian under Wesley Walker. We'll put him fourth.
Okay, you put him fourth on the list. Well, it is a great story, and we're so happy for you. Hopefully they get you a win and you have the time of your life. But either way, you get to see the Jets for the first time in person here.
We're behind their stadium. It's behind their bench. It's like section 112, row 21. I mean, we're like right on the field.
Eddie, you want to meet up with Jimmy in Virginia?
And the pregame situation? What does he have to look for, that huge dump truck with a grill or something?
Yeah, that's right.
Or the huge guy wearing Dan Marino's jersey.
Yeah, you look for that. Yeah, it's a big Winners Brothers bus, and then the grill that's the dump truck. So you could find Eddie over there. He'll be sucking a few down.
We'll get there. I'll look for him for sure.
All right, Jimmy. Have a great time, all right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you all again.
All right. Well, look at that.
Yeah, thank the Jets. Thank the Jets. Yeah. Thank Boomer.
That's a feel good hump day story.
It certainly is, and hopefully they get a win.
It's miserable. I know Sal's connection got lost this morning. Driving in the rain, getting here, and we're here. But you had your bacon, egg,
and things are starting to turn. Yes. That's all it takes, man.
Yes.
I'm a simple man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
CBS Sports Network. Look at you talking some NBA out there with Big Zoo in the break. You always say that, you know, people talking sports in the newsroom and
yeah.
What you're doing.
Bing bong!
Bing bonging out
right
there with Big Zoo.
Well, I was, because I wanted to see what Jalen Brunson was going to look like in a Knick uniform. And so I did watch some of that game last night, going back and forth between all three games. And I got to tell you, I like what I saw last night.
Yeah.
I did. And then actually, Julius Randle looks like he lost some weight.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Hopefully he has a season like he did 2 years ago, and they squeeze into the playoffs and give us some sort of hope and fun.
Yeah, it's just like Jalen looks like he's comfortable. Like he's not, and I know it's a preseason game, but still.
Yeah, he looked great against one of the league's worst teams. He looked great. You know,
right.
Good for them. Jerry is back with an update and moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
Man, you really are a glass half full guy.
He is just.
I stand by everything I said.
No, that's
what are
fine.
The Knicks going to do this year? Seriously.
I think they can be a 500 team, and they'd be better if the East wasn't so good.
Right.
I think they'll be a good team.
You know what? I think, here's the thing. They're young, which you'd like to think, with the exception of Derrick Rose, they will stay healthy for a big portion of the season. Now, the other teams around us have a lot of older guys. You never know what happens when injuries occur.
Bing bong!
Mm-hmm. Bing bong!
There are a lot of good teams in the East.
And I will say that our team right now going into this season is better than last year's team going into last season.
Yeah, they added Brunson.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's true.
And last season going into the season, everybody figured that they were going to be like, take the next step. Well, they're not going to take the next step.
They took the next step right off a cliff. That's the next step they took.
All right, they did last year.
I know they did.
We're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We'll get to them in a moment. One more time, I give you John's lengthy home run call, number 62 for Judge.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Nailed it.
I tell you, the Texas Rangers TV network posted their, I just saw it a few minutes ago, posted their video. Our announcers are really into it.
Good.
Like he was.
He gets a chance to call history.
For sure. No, absolutely. But it's also the opposing team, so that call usually isn't very memorable. But he certainly, he was into it for sure. Yankees
and here's the thing
game,
about
the
John watching him. He's not reading anything. This is all extemporaneous.
Huh. Yeah. John, I don't think, has ever read anything other than a script for a commercial.
So it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yep. Very well done. Here was Judge on the accomplishment.
It's been a. Been a fun ride so far, you know, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there, you know, through this whole thing it's been a great honor.
Anyone not to thank the Maris family for going from city to city to city and never going away? No, I'm just kidding. But for being
Was he there last night, Roger Maris Jr.?
I think he was. I didn't see him.
I just saw Judge's parents.
I don't know. I think he was. I didn't watch this game like I usually would, but I'm pretty sure. Along the way, you also had another record for the Yankees, a single season record. Sterling not as fired up.
The pitch is a half swing. Did he go? He did. That's it. That's the 249th strikeout of the year for Gerrit Cole. Sets a new Yankee record.
Great. There you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
Here was
congrats to the third best pitcher on the team. See in game one. More money than everybody. There goes that ball.
He did suffer the loss last night. Gave up a two-run homer to Leody Tavares. I know, in the fifth inning. Yes, I understand. He did keep his tap. Tip, I just did it again.
Kip his tap.
He kipped his tap. Kipped his cap to one Ron Guidry, who we passed.
It's quite remarkable that Ron's record has held for so long, 44 years, is with a lot of the great pitchers that have come through here. So it's very special to me.
So good for him. They got one more game left. They did win the first game 5-4. One more game left, then they can kind of hang out until the 11th when the ALDS gets underway. As for the Mets, Brandon Nimmo was outstanding yesterday. He was a combined. Let's see, 3-for-5 in the first game, 3-for-3 in the second game, homered in both games, drove in 3 runs in both games. So 6-for-8, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. The Mets take 2 from the Nationals, 4-2, and then 8-0. They open up the second game with 3 home runs in a row. The Mets, with 1 game left in the regular season, though they'll be a wild card team, 161. Buck Showalter, was the regular season a success?
Sure. I mean, to get a chance? You know, there's 20 clubs that would trade places with us.
Yep, they're going to the postseason. Those other clubs are not.
So if this were to happen last year, and I know this is an ifs and buts and candy and nuts scenario, but you would have been a one-game play-in. It wouldn't have been a 3-game
series.
It is
different, yes.
Would you have rather had just the one game with DeGrom on the mound or this 3-game series?
I don't ever care. Baseball's about series.
I agree.
So I much prefer the 2 out of 3.
So I hated the 1-game series. I just wondered if you think, like, just beating them once at Citi Field with DeGrom on the mound would have been easier.
Well, let me see if they win Friday and then lose Saturday and Sunday. I'll tell you Monday.
It's going to be Musgrove, I guess, in game one and Darvish in game two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, something also came up in the post game yesterday, and we'll get to this in moment of the day in just a little while, but there are different things other than winning and the playoffs and World Series, winning divisions that are near and dear to the hearts of people. Like Jeff McNeil, who was asked about the batting title, and it's right there in his sights.
A little nerve-wracking, kind of fun. You know, it's that one award that, you know, I kind of, it's only an award I can really look forward to. You know, I'm never going to lead the majors in home runs and, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of the one that's attainable for me.
Said he's not sure if he'll be in the lineup or not. He hasn't been told that, but he's got that 4-point lead on Freddie Freeman.
He's got to go out and play, right? He's got to earn it.
He has earned it.
Not yet. It's 162-game season.
He's got the lead right now.
I mean, Luis Arraez missed many games to what many people are calling a phantom hamstring injury.
Well, there you go.
I don't know, although he did play yesterday and went 1-for-4.
But I could also understand saying to Jeff McNeil, look, you've had a great season. Your season's over. I don't want to put you in harm's way, and it's not because I'm trying to protect your average. It's because I want you to get ready for Friday.
We've got a game Friday, and we'd like to give you a couple days off since you screwed up the division and didn't get the 5 days off like you would have.
But he didn't screw it up. He's the one man who showed up.
I meant you as the team.
Yeah,
okay. You understood. That's because the Braves did wrap things up last night.
2-2. In the air to right field, Ronald Acuna back. Ronald is under it. The Braves have won it again. For the fifth year in a row, the Braves are champions of the National League East. What a team.
What a team.
I believe the Mets are going to win the division. What do you want to do? Kill me. Hang me. Kill me.
Understood. That was Sal. He had a tough, tough night because he is being tweeted nonstop by Braves fans. Because of his declaration on June 1st that the NL East was over, and then Braves pitcher Tyler, I forget his name.
Matzik
then tweeted at Sal last night from the locker room, now the NL East is over.
Hang me! Kill me!
He's glad his connection was working.
Yeah, at that point it was.
Yes.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, that's another conversation whether you should be here or not, but I will tell you from someone that has spent many overnights awake working, boy, the internet does cut out for like 10, 15 minutes. Not every night, but I guess when they have to make little corrections, they knock it out in the middle of the night usually. So I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Oh, my God. Do we have a quality control coach around here?
You always ask this. It's Dove Kramer. He's the quality control guy. He's the guy.
He's the guy who's our quality control guy.
He is. Yep.
Okay.
He's the one. Dots the I's.
He's off today.
The T's.
Yeah, I know he's off today.
Yes?
Is that on his business card? Is that his title?
No, he's just the guy that cares the most about the details out there.
Oh, so it's not an official title?
No.
So when, the tape ops don't do their job, I should complain to Dove?
Mm-hmm. Dove's the quality control guy. He'll get on.
You actually might get some traction there.
No, good to know. I didn't realize that Dove was the guy. I usually just went to Spike.
Yeah, Spike's got bigger fish.
Oh, bad vegan.
I know.
I know he does, which is why I always feel bad with that nonsense.
Right. Spike's got bigger zucchini to boil. but Dove's the guy, certainly, that will get it done for you. And Marinick's back there. He's got a stack of papers, 10 feet high.
He's hiding behind those papers.
Right.
He's not hiding.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's scheduling.
I asked Eddie about doing the schedule, and he's scheduling two networks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also not running a board 5 hours a day.
All right. The Giants are playing the Packers Sunday in London. The one guy I thought would give him compassion. You are passive-aggressive SOB.
I understand really what he's doing. I totally do. I have sympathy. I did it for 15 years.
I mean, when you see when they shoot Al and Eddie in there, right? And Eddie's talking. And you look at Al. Look how hard Al's working right now.
It's quality control right now.
Kenny Golladay sprained MCL, likely not to travel with the team. Kenny Pickett will be the starting quarterback for Pittsburgh this week as they move away from Mitchell Trubisky. It does not look like Dak Prescott will play for the Cowboys. Should be Cooper Rush again in L.A. against the Rams. Preseason basketball indeed at the Garden last night.
Aaron, back to Tom. Yes, quick move to the basket. How's that for your first drive to the
rising and surprising him along the baseline.
Yeah, you got Breen and Clyde there at the Garden. And the Garden was pretty fired up.
Rising and surprising, baby.
That was a back pass or between the legs, I forget. It was a pretty cool pass, though, by Jalen Brunson. Had 5 assists to go along with the 16 points in the Knicks win. R.J. Barrett had 21. 117-96 was the final. I don't think the Knicks or Nets play tonight. You had the Islanders beat the Flyers in overtime 4-3. And Matthew Barzell yesterday, we found out, 8-year deal, $73 million. So good for him. And the Rangers take on the Bruins coming up later tonight. All right, we're going to get to Moment of the Day. It is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
I'm sorry you have to relive this.
All right, whatever.
But if you go back to the opening segment of the program, it was an all-out attack on Boomer from every which way as he was trying to be Mr. Positive this morning about the Mets. Some weren't having it.
would you play Jeff McNeil? He leads the National League.
I don't care about the goddamn batting race in either league. Who gives a rat's ass?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What does that do for you? Jeff McNeil wins the batting title. Jose Reyes was the last time.
But he bunted and then took himself out of the game. Okay, that doesn't count.
Whatever.
I mean, Jeff McNeil's leading by four
good,
points right now.
Give him a plaque. Give him a silver slugger. I don't care. God.
You're going to be there when they slap the 2022 wild card champion banner up there, and you can sit there and you can clap, and then you give Jeff McNeil a little slap on the ass for his batting title. What's that going to get you? Give me a break.
Hey, and as a competitor, how do you feel about the Lamar Hunt Trophy? I mean, come on.
Oh, boy.
That's a line.
Seriously.
That's a line cross. I swear to God, you NARPs are unbelievable. See, this is like NARPian behavior right now. This is what's going on right now. You're letting your NARPian kind of blood run through your body, and you're reacting as such. It's just amazing to me. Like, Jeff McNeil winning the batting title is nothing.
No. Hey, listen.
That's nothing. The guy showed up down in Atlanta. If everybody would have been like him, we would have beat them 10 to nothing.
And yep. Gee, this feeling by him has long roots.
Hey, you know, we still have the best record in the NFL, if that's any consolation, if you really think about it.
If you really think about it. Okay, it is Boomer and Gene.
I mean, but you guys, like, this is so negative. God almighty.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Moment of the day.
I mean, Eddie was pulling out his heavy artillery this morning. He was really going into the deep, dark corners of that folder.
And couldn't wait to get it in.
Nanu. Yeah, I know. It's God. Jesus.
That was with Marv, by the way, after the Super Bowl loss. That comment, if you really look at it.
Was that the one great question? Oh, no, that was with Dave Jennings. We lost Dave next, right?
Yeah, that was where Dave. Marv attacked me.
No, I know. He said, after the never man, afraid to talk into a mic or never met a mic. He never spoke. Right.
All right. Thanks, Marv. I mean, I grew up idolizing you. You know, it's weird about that. 20 years later, I ended up working with him.
Yeah.
That's right. And you loved working with him.
Yeah,
Boomer Esiason, always a man who enjoys speaking in a microphone.
Thanks, Marv. I'm here after losing the Super Bowl because I'm standing up here because of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I first got the job with Westwood One with Marv, I took care of business right away.
Oh, you settled that thing?
Oh, slapped him around a little bit.
Yes!
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. Of course, I was reverential, and I understand he was doing his job.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Somebody on Twitter, random Twitter person who's got two followers, has tweeted four times in their history, found a picture of me from way before when I worked here. This is probably like 2001, 2002, from a softball league that I played in, believe it or not. And this is when I wasn't getting hurt. And I got no beard, nothing, wearing my Mets hat, the black jersey. I don't know how the hell this person has this photo or why anybody would take this photo even of me back in 2002 getting ready for a softball game. But there you go. So I asked this. Look at this. Look at this young strapping individual here. Get your glasses on there, Boomer. Check out this guy. Now, if that's not an athlete, I don't know what is. Look at my Nike wristbands. Yeah, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Got the big baggy shorts.
Big baggy shorts. Yeah, man.
Man, it looks like you're like 6'4 there.
I know. I look huge.
And you're standing up straight. You don't have that hunched over thing that
you're
going on now.
Right. It's just life that beat me down from then to now.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll send this over to Stephen Waldron. Maybe you can put it up there on CBS Sports Network. But yeah, so I don't know who that person is. A little creepy that picture was taken, and now it's on Twitter all these years later. But I'd like to know how that happened. Anyway, there it is. All right, let's go to Sheldon in Vegas. What's going on, Sheldon?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Sheldon. What's up?
I'm a little nervous. First-time caller. But, Boomer, I guess I would be called by my friend, the unofficial president of your fan club.
Well, I appreciate that. Why out in Vegas?
We're the same age. I'm originally from Boston. We're the same age. I have you by a few months. But you were the inspiration, and if I get a little emotional, I apologize. You were my inspiration for overcoming a stroke. I had a massive stroke in 2015. My doctors told my family I might not make it because most people die from this type of stroke. I'll never forget when you said, the NFL gives me a pulpit to speak about my son and his CF and things that need to be done. But not just that, you've overcome hits on the field in college and in the pros that the average person wouldn't get up from. You're a remarkable man. My dad used to own the Sands Corporation and the Venetian. He passed away a year and a half ago. My dad took me to your 5-touchdown game as a Christmas gift in 1986. I used to drive my friends crazy because here I am at the time living in Boston, and I'm wearing a Boomer Esiason and Cincinnati shirt when we're watching New England Patriots and whatnot. I just want you to know what a special person you are coming from a stranger. Because every day I was told that I wasn't going to make it out of the hospital or make it out of rehab. And being a former minor league hockey player, they always told me, you're never going to do this, you're never going to do that. But what I want you to know is you have an effect on people. When you speak on Sundays, when you speak on this show, you don't speak like a former athlete or a fan. You speak like an athletic scientist. It's wonderful to watch you speak.
Hey, Sheldon, can you say all that again? Boomer's headsets weren't working.
No, so. Yeah, Sheldon. You know what, Sheldon? I appreciate it. Very nice. Thank
you. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
The only thing I wish, and I, if you ever come to Boston with your family for a visit, dinner will be on me and my family. I will probably show up with your shirt and hope and pray that you'll sign it. But let me just leave you with this, because I know this will touch you as well. God doesn't give us anything too overwhelming, and you are an amazing man. You've made my day taking my call. And if I was closer to New York, I'd provide food for everybody in that station, because you didn't have to take my call. You know, you listen to nuts all day long, and you got another nut from Vegas. So, you know, but the bottom line is, I want you to know something. You are an incredible human being. Your son's an incredible human being, your family. And I just thank God that you're on this earth, and I will bang the doors and the drums until you're in the Hall of Fame, because you deserve it.
It's very nice, Sheldon. Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. A little overdone, but very, very sweet.
Yep, you were on this earth.
Yes. You are the winner.
Stop it.
I mean,
God put you here.
Well, you know what? Every now and then you get one of those.
Yeah.
Because 10 times, another 10 times you're going to get people, you suck.
Right. That guy from Mississippi.
Yes.
Who called you a loudmouth piece of crap.
And you're a loudmouth piece
So I'm somewhere between Sheldon and that guy. That's the way I look at it. Very nice. Mike in Manalapan. Mike, what's happening, brother?
Boomer and Geo, yes. You window throwing, moat boating, snow blowing son of a bitches. Oh, yeah.
You got to follow that one now, Mike.
Yes.
What happened, Chief?
You got to follow that call now.
Oh, yeah, how do I follow that? Okay, Boomer, next time you're in Boston.
Okay. So what do you got?
All right, so let me tell you, Geo, what's all the negativity all of a sudden?
All of a sudden, I mean, the Mets got swept by the Braves. They led the division the entire year. You're another one of these. You're a Yankee fan. You don't know what it's like.
I know. Yes, I do. I know what it's
like. No, you don't.
I'll tell you something. You're like Frankie Coffee Cake. Boomer, stick him in the bathroom with JoJo the Whale, all right? Come on. Let's get this going here. Right. First of all, let's get on Aaron Judge here. Let's hope he continues this run throughout the whole playoffs in the World Series, and he can carry the Yankees on his back and hopefully Stanton, you know, be on his coattails too, because he's starting to hit here. And this whole contract deal with Judge, it's going to be astronomical. He's going to call his own number here. I'm looking at 8 years, probably $45 million, about $360 million for this whole contract for him. And it's crazy. It's like
do you think he stays? Do you think he stays with the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees have to compete with anybody who's going to give them the money. And the guys that I'm worried about are the San Francisco Giants. But does he want to go play in obscurity there? I don't think
Is it really obscurity? I mean, that's
a great franchise. That's a great franchise.
It's not like playing in New York. You guys know it. And I'm hoping this other thing goes through, and I'm hoping that Torres continues to play as well as he's playing, so we can trade him at a high stock, not like Sanchez, when we got muscled into taking Donaldson's $25 million contract for the next couple of years, and let the kids like Cabrera, Peraza, and Volpe, which I've been telling you guys for the last 6 months, let them play, and if the Yankees do sign Judge, he will be your next Yankee captain. Guys, Yankees, let's go, baby, to playoffs.
All right, Mike, thanks. Hey, you know, by the way, that Cabrera guy is, like, unbelievable.
Oswaldo.
Oh, man. I mean, the hitting's coming around. I think David Cohn was talking about it yesterday, about how it's starting to level off with the amount of at-bats and stuff that he has. But the fact that he can play legitimately every outfield and infield position is amazing.
Yeah.
And playing third base, I mean, just snatching balls like he's been out there.
Positional versatility, Boomer.
That's what it's all about.
They love that.
And, man, that guy's brought some energy to that team now. Both O's.
Jimmy in Queens. What's going on, Jimmy?
What's up, Boomer and Geo?
Hey.
All right, Jimmy, what's happening?
Boom, I get a restraining letter from that guy from Boston. I'm a long-time listener. I need your help. So I got 20-game ticket package, and one of the games I'm so lucky falls on tonight. My wife really wants to go. I told her, listen, 50 Cent's going to be pitching. Steve Cohen's going to hire the windshield and tire guy to play the field. I don't want to go. She wants to go to the Met Museum. And
wait a minute, hold on. Your wife wants to go to the game, and you're saying you don't want to go?
She wants to go to the Mets Museum. I'm like, it's not like Casey Stengel's laid out in the rotunda.
I mean, your wife wants to go. You got to go, man.
Wait, hold on, Jimmy. You have a 20-game package, and your wife wants to go to this game? She couldn't have gone to the Met Museum, one of these other games during the regular season?
I'm not that lucky. Deal. I'm not that lucky. Oh, so I'm going to be sitting in the stands.
It's going to be freezing and raining, and nobody's going to care, and nobody's going to be playing.
Right. I don't want to go. What do I do?
Well, maybe she'll want to go with a friend.
But does she have a friend who's a baseball fan? You can hand the tickets to her and a friend so you don't have to go?
I think I'm her only friend, unfortunately.
You could watch Jeff McNeil win the batting title.
I mean, usually it's the other way around. You're not going. I'm sick and tired of you going. You're going to stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this game doesn't matter.
Yeah, but she wants to go.
Yeah, but who wants to sit out there in the rain for a meaningless game? Nobody. The Mets don't even want to be out there. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
That's why Jeff McNeil's probably not going to play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.